The other day, I knocked on a door. A woman came to the door, and she said, "Mr. Spiegelberg." So I thought that was interesting. She recognized me. She says, "I have one question for you. Why don't you have your picture on signs or literature or anything?" Well, I really couldn't answer that, but I thought about it. And we have Ms. Glass and Mr. Cook and Ms. Marinero? Ms. Marinero. And they're really good-looking people. And everybody agrees I have a face for radio. And that's the truth. And I wouldn't want to traumatize the children around Halloween especially. Joel Arredondo said to me one time, "In this business, you have to have a skin this thick and a fuse this long." And I thought that was very good advice. And in any event, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to my victory party, which is going to be at the Mexican Mutual Society on Election Day. And I can guarantee you a victory. And how can you do that? Well, first, if I win, that's a traditional victory. But if I lose, my opponent, Chris Cook, will be a fantastic judge. He'll be a great judge for Lorain County. We'll all win. He's been endorsed by he's been highly recommended by the Bar Association, endorsed by many different people, and I think he'd be a fantastic judge. So either way, on Election Day, I believe you're going to get a good judge in Lorain County. Knocked on another door. This was in it was in Elyria. And I helped an individual put together a swing set. I thought that was kind of neat. At least I learned how to put together a swing set, if not anything else. Another time, I knocked on a door, and a woman said to me, we were talking, and she said, I asked her, "What does she do for a living?" And she said, "I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ, disguised as a machine operator." And I thought that was pretty interesting. So from then on, I decided that I would like to be an ambassador for Christianity, number one. Number two, an ambassador for the United States of America. And number three, an ambassador for Lorain County. And I tried to do that. I was knocking on doors. I think it's very important. But in any event, I think that, well, looking back years ago, I think the Apostle Paul wrote something to this effect. "I've run my race with patience, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith." And maybe, just maybe, with your help, I can be an ambassador for Jesus Christ, disguised as a judge. God bless you all.
Thank you, Will. And at this time, I'd like to introduce, running for Court of Common Pleas also, Chris Cook.
Hola, buenas noches. That's about as best as I can do for you. Good evening, everybody. My name is Chris Cook, and I'm running for Common Pleas Court for the General Division. I want to thank CHIPS, Coalition for Hispanic Latino Issues in Progress, for having us here tonight. I want to thank Mr. Ferrara and Tim as well. I also want to thank my opponent. It's rare in these days of politics that somebody can be kind and somebody can be professional and flattering to their opponent. It doesn't take much to watch our debates and see what our presidential candidates are doing to each other. It's very refreshing to hear your competitor say kind words, and I want to thank Mr. Spiegelberg very much for his kind words. I'd like to give him a hand for that. I've been a lawyer for 23 years, and in those 23 years, I've had the honor and the opportunity to handle many different types of cases, primarily civil cases and criminal cases, which comprise trial work, which means the majority of my career has been spent in a courtroom where a judge practices. I've handled multi-million dollar civil cases representing large companies like Marriott Hotels, Lodging Industries, and the Spitzer Family Group of automobile dealerships. I've also represented injured people, small businesses, businesses, folks who've been harmed by products that have been negligently built or made. On the criminal side, I've been a felony assistant county prosecutor. I served for 5 years working in this community to put away the most dangerous and violent offenders who've wreaked havoc on our community. I've handled death penalty cases, murder cases, rapes. I've also been a prosecutor for Sheffield Village. I'm the prosecutor in Sheffield Village and handled those cases in Avon Lake for the last 12 years. I make every prosecution decision that comes before Avon Lake Court for Sheffield Village. I'm the magistrate in the Lorain Municipal Court. The Lorain Municipal Court handles about 20,000 cases a year. There's two judges and one magistrate. And I handle as many cases as a part-time magistrate as the two judges based upon the housing docket, the traffic docket, and all the civil cases. I also routinely and regularly stand in for both judges and handle their cases. I'm an acting judge in Avon Lake Municipal Court, a special prosecutor for Avon, and a special prosecutor for Vermilion. I've spent the majority of my career trying cases, including over 100 jury trials, courts of appeals arguments, and I've appeared in the Ohio Supreme Court multiple times. Of all these accomplishments, the number one issue that I believe qualifies me to be your judge is my relationship with the Lorain County Bar Association. The Lorain County Bar Association is comprised of approximately 500 judges, lawyers, and paralegals. These individuals, for the last 10 years, our judges, lawyers, and paralegals, have had elected me and had the confidence in me to be their lawyer. I am the lawyer for the judges and lawyers in Lorain County. I handle disciplinary matters for attorneys who commit misconduct and break our rules. I handle cases of people practicing law without license and every other issue that comes before the bar. As my very kind and fine opponent said, I've received the highest possible ranking from the Bar Association for a judicial candidate, which is highly recommended. I'm married. I have two children, a freshman in college and a junior at JVS. I'm a member of St. Joseph Catholic Parish in the city of Avon Lake. I live in Sheffield Village, and it is my intention to spend the rest of my career one way or another here in Lorain. I sincerely appreciate your support, and ask for your vote on November 8th. Thank you so much.